Ladies and gentlemen,
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world,
some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you?
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, honey, you know I love you more than what I should. Yeah, Hollywood, or kiss me good.
A moron entertainment.
You wanted that echoing effect.
It appears the microphones have to be on to be heard. Moron entertainment. Well, I'm a moron. I didn't turn my mic on.
Moron.
Exactly. Thank you.
Moron.
Exactly. Thank you.
So I'm at the Paramount Theater in Aurora.
Right now?
No, on Saturday. Oh. Saturday night.
Okay.
Went to see Bernadette Peters in concert.
Oh, yeah.
It was amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Did she do that little voice of hers?
She has a tiny little voice. Mm-hmm. It's cute. But, man, can she sing a song? You know, just...
To belt it out, right?
Belt it out.
That little body of hers, where's all that power
belt it
come
out.
From?
Queen of Broadway. But I'm standing in line at the concession stand at the bar.
Were you getting the Goo Goo clusters?
I was not. I was just getting a beverage, a pre-show beverage.
Whiskey, straight up?
I just get a bottle. It's a lot easier.
By that he means with a nipple on the end of it. Literally, it's a whiskey bottle.
Saves a lot of time. I'm waiting in line, and the gentleman behind the counter, I guess the bartender, goes, you know, can I help? He's sort of looking down and says, can I help you? And then he looks up and sees me, and he goes, moron.
That is
fantastic.
Awesome.
So it's spreading.
I had it yelled at me on a golf course.
See? Yeah.
Well, did they?
From another fairway. Guy goes, nice shot, moron!
I don't know if that had anything to do with this.
That could be completely
segment.
Different. Yeah, it might be separate.
I was at the jewel store, and I'm shopping, and somebody comes up to me and just sort of like on the sly, almost out of the side of her mouth, goes, "Hi, moron!"
Like it was your secret, just the two of you. Hey, I was thinking of you, moron, because this whole thing with Trump buying Greenland, how did you not get in on this deal as your real job as a Remax agent?
Very, very upset. I was trying to get that listing, and turns out I've never listed a whole country before. So I missed opportunity. I'm gonna
blame it on your assistant Seth, who is still adding up the number of bedrooms and bathrooms in Greenland for the listing.
Right, he's in charge of writing the flowery descriptions of the house. He's not really used to acquisitions. I normally handle the acquisitions. But
would you have a good weekend?
Yeah, it was a nice weekend. Very nice weekend. You know, fairly uneventful.
I took
my mom and my aunt. The Greek Thelma and Louise to the Cistaria restaurant.
Nice.
Greek restaurant on Tui and Lincolnwood. Very nice.
Oh, nice.
Very nice. We got a guest coming on next hour from the Chicago Bird Collision Monitors. Do you know these people?
I don't.
A friend of ours was playing golf with them this weekend. His name is Bob Pierce. Inadvertently, apparently, a hummingbird had some troubles and out in front of his home. And the lawn maintenance people called, or actually Googled, said, what do you do with a bird that's down? And they got the Chicago Bird Collision monitors. They were there within an hour like superheroes. And apparently Bob's wife, Jeanette, opened the door to see a woman holding a hummingbird and hydrating it. You know, dropping water in the beak.
Eyedropper.
Yeah, like an eyedropper situation.
Good. That's beautiful.
The Chicago Bird Collision Monitors. So, I threw this out as a text question earlier, and I didn't hit it again. I'll hit it again right now. What's the other stuff in this town I don't know about? Right? I mean, there's got to be other stuff, because I didn't know about this.
Right. There must be other businesses like that.
What's the other
small
businesses?
Eclectic businesses, yeah.
Yeah, basically, you never would know about this, or Steve doesn't know about this. You know what I'm saying? Fill in the blank. 312-981-7200.
I was driving down the street the other day, and I got a stoplight, and I look over at a store that I had never noticed before, breast implants for bunny rabbits.
See? Nobody knows about that.
I never knew that there was such a thing.
And I started an organization this weekend. I mentioned this earlier on the show, Squirrels Without Nuts. I mean, that is a foundation you can get behind.
That's difficult.
You know? That's one of the squirrels there from the organization.
Yeah. Wow, that's talent.
Sounds like one without nuts, too.
Wow.
You could tell. You could tell the squirrel doesn't have any nuts.
How did you hone that
skill? Voice.
It wasn't me. That was a squirrel. So anyway, 312-917-200 texters. Tell me the things in this town I don't know about that I should know about. And next hour, we'll have the bird people on. All right, here's what's coming up. The Rock got married. Aretha news. A.D. Bryant's doing something kind of cool here.
Mm-hmm.
And a very valuable guitar is being auctioned off.
Yeah, already sold.
Already sold. You can't buy it.
Ridiculous amount of money.
Ridiculous amount of money, I'm hearing. And some texter is saying they're developing a home for wayward raccoons.
Nuts or no nuts?
I believe that one's nut-free as well.
Okay.
And the observant texter says, where's Mary? Well, we had to get rid of her.
Wow.
Sometimes you got to have budget cuts.
Yeah, it's time. She had to go.
She'll be back tomorrow.
No.
Jury duty.
Yes.
Are She's at jury duty right now.
She's hoping to foil her jury duty.
I told her, I said, do it.
Obligations.
That was a very interesting process. I've done it twice. I'd do
you
it again.
You sat on a jury?
I did twice.
Really?
I like jury duty.
Some I did too.
I want to get out of it. I love it.
Wait, Dean, so you sat on a jury as well?
Three times.
Wow.
I only had two. I was foreman both times.
Yeah, I was foreman once.
I made everybody wear hard hats. All right, we'll come back in just a second, and Dean will go through the list, and we'll say other things that aren't really relevant. Stand by for all of that, but first, and all of this is sponsored by Ravinia.
You'll be calling his name. Oh, Dean Richard, the entertainment editor, Channel 9720.
Cat Cafe, Chicago, Dean. You go and get coffee and pet cats. And you leave donations to help care for cats and treat feline diseases.
Sounds awful.
I've been there.
Cat Cafe. You know where this is?
I've been there, yes. There's two of them.
Do people purr?
People purr?
Yeah.
Well, the cats purr.
Hmm. I would die if I was in that
place. I know, because you're allergic.
Same. Yeah,
severely.
I'd be dead in 10 minutes.
That may have been the worst dream I ever had. I dreamt that somebody put me in a room full of cats, and I just slowly died.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm so allergic, I wouldn't even finish getting done bathing myself, licking myself, and I would be dead.
Maybe we could put you guys in a bubble suit and then bring you inside the cat cafe.
Well, that's a thought.
Yeah.
It's a thought.
Go cats.
All right, so The Rock got married?
The Rock announced secretly on Instagram this morning that he married his longtime girlfriend, Lauren Hashian.
Oh, I thought he married Hobbs or Shaw.
Well, he's Hobbs, so that would be difficult. But they got married in a traditional Hawaiian ceremony yesterday. He posted on Instagram some beautiful photos of him and his lovely wife.
How long is a wedding reception in Hawaii? I mean, why would you ever go home?
Well, he has a house there. I mean, he's...
You know what I'm saying? No, I mean, you know, by the wedding reception, why it's beautiful there. You're hanging out with friends. You're probably a little looped. I'm thinking that's probably a long thing.
Probably. But
if you invite me to a wedding in Hawaii, I'll make the same pledge. I'm not coming.
Yeah, he just wants to be invited.
That's it.
As we all know. He posted the word along with the pictures, pomekai. Pomekai.
Pomekai?
Means blessed.
Ah, pomekai to you.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Helpful listener has sent in a picture of a squirrel standing up and says, Steve, I don't think this squirrel will be admitted to your club. I've asked our producer, Viv, to send it to you. Check your email.
Hmm. Oh, no. Is it going to scar your eyes forever? Is it a squirrel?
It's a squirrel standing up.
And with a well-endowed squirrel?
I just think we now know where he stores his nuts.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Thanks for that helpful listener.
Wow.
What's
the squirrel must have a very deep voice.
Well, like the size of a squirrel feet.
I don't want
Turns
to
out the
squirrel.
Rumor's true. All right, Aretha, what's the story?
Aretha's family has started a special foundation to honor her. It's been a year, believe it or not, that,
is that
she's
right?
passed away from pancreatic
cancer. Has the service ended yet?
Yes, the service was a little bit on the long side, but they started the Aretha Franklin Fund for Neuroendocrine Cancer Research to raise money, awareness, research for this horrible disease that also took the life of Steve Jobs. Family said they'll do whatever they can to help raise funding so other families don't have their loved ones taken away too soon like they did.
Adi Bryant is a delightful young lady who
charming.
Is one of the stars of Saturday Night Live, one of the cast members. What's she doing?
She started a line of clothing that's called Pauline. It's named after her great aunt. It is a line of plus-size clothing, and by all descriptions here in the office, people coming by and taking a look at it, Steve, it's, quote, darling.
Hmm. That's how I describe it. Well, that's nice.
It's
a good thing.
Super cute.
So super cute and darling?
Yeah, super
okay.
cute.
And did they give you a size range on the website?
It's a little bit hipster, too. Hold on.
All right, you do that research while we say this. A guitar used for one of the most classic songs of all time has been auctioned off. Let's see if we can guess what guitar song it is, because it has to be a classic guitar riff.
It's a classic guitar riff.
I'm going Purple Rain.
Mm,
Prince.
Nope.
Layla, Derek and the Dominoes.
Play the audio clip, please.
Okay. How about that? Two guesses.
You're a genius.
Layla, Derek and the Dominoes.
This is why he's up for the Radio Hall of Fame.
This is why I should still be a disc jockey.
One of the classics of all time. That's Dwayne Allman, actually, ripping that guitar. I'm going to talk like I know something about guitars.
Was he shredding?
Steve, yeah, he was shredding. Okay. That's a 1957 gold top.
Sure, yeah.
You know.
Dual exhaust.
Yeah, he played it, but only shortly after Layla, he swapped it out for a 59 Les Paul.
Ah, the old 59 Les Paul swap trick.
No idea what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But the
how much did it go for?
Guitar went for $1 million.
$1 million?
$1 million.
Derek and the Dominoes didn't make $1 million off that song.
That's very true. That's very, very true.
Wow.
The guitar all these years, after Dwayne Allman died, the guitar was sold. It was had been pretty beaten up by then. It was restored and put into a vintage guitar museum, where famous guitarists come to pay homage to that guitar because of the song that it played, because of Layla. And the new owner of the guitar, who is anonymous, and I think people like that want to remain anonymous because they don't want people to know how nuts they are paying $1 million.
They don't want their wives to know this.
Yeah, that's true. But the new owner said that he's going to return the guitar back to the museum several months a year.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Wow.
See, I like when rich people do that, when they buy something, but then still share it with the public.
You know what my third guess was? Joe Walsh, Hotel California.
Oh, that's a good one.
Wow.
That's another good guitar riff.
That's a good one.
All right, before you go, the State Fair food thing. We've been working through our State Fair food.
Yes.
You do the food show every Sunday?
Yes.
A couple we haven't gotten to yet. Deep-fried bubble gum.
Mmm. Sounds awful.
You take marshmallow extract and dip it into pink bubblegum flavored batter.
Yeah.
And then fry the marshmallows until they're golden brown. By the way, that's the State Fair of Texas.
Hmm. Right, so can you still blow bubbles?
I don't know. I think you'd probably throw up.
I think you'd have to be able to, otherwise it wouldn't be bubblegum, right?
How about spam curds?
Spam curds sound good.
Yeah. I mean, Dean and I like spam.
We love spam.
Some Minnesota State Fair.
I'm wearing some right now. I won't tell you where.
The pumpkin spice.
I mentioned this earlier in a segment, but Tennessee is doing deep-fried goo-goo clusters at the State Fair.
Now, goo-goo clusters are delicious. I grew up with goo-goo. Have you ever had the peanut butter goo-goo cluster?
I have not.
Yeah. There's one that's not just the caramel and nut. There's the peanut butter one.
You're a goo-goo cluster.
Steve, like my squirrels, I like my goo-goo clusters without nuts.
How about deep fried Girl Scout cookies?
I'm told that those are very good.
Yep, North Carolina.
The chocolate mint ones.
Mm-hmm. And last thing, and this is not something I call Dean. This is actually a State Fair food, and I don't know if we've done it before because, frankly, I forgot. Kool-Aid balls.
I feel like maybe you mentioned it because we talked a lot about balls last week.
Oh, Kool-Aid balls.
There's a lot of balls.
Dave is insisting that he have something healthy to eat, Dean, so I also have a healthy list here. Water lily pops. Water lilies remind you of an impressionist Monet painting, but water lilies are actually edible too, hailing from India.
I've heard that.
Water lily seeds have been a part of Ayurvedic practices and used in Asian medicine for centuries. They turn them into puffy snacks.
I didn't know that.
Cool.
Made from water lily seed, dried, popped, roasted, seasoned, and topped with tangy turmeric.
Yeah, turmeric.
You got it right this time.
Yeah. I like the way you said it last week.
Turmeric. It's better that way.
Yeah.
Tikka masala, who I believe is a wrestler, and sriracha spice. So I'll get you some more later, Dave, but that's just one.
And Dean, I'd be glad to share my water lily pops with you.
Yeah. If I'm gathering from what Steve just said, if you put enough stuff on it, you can't taste the water lily anymore.
Yep. And just like everything else, Dave, the water lily pops, there is other food. Just telling you. There's other choices.
FYI, Pauline, the clothing line by A.D. Bryant, comes in sizes from 12 to 28.
12 to 28. Okay.
Good for me.
Yeah. 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 I could probably find something make me feel a little sexier.
Yeah.
Steve and I are going to do a Laverne and Shirley spoof.
Perfect.
At the first
having dressed
convention.
And dragged twice, I can tell you I am not a pretty girl. Shlemiel, Shlemazel, someone get him out of that dress. All right, I'll see you. Bye. That's Dean Richards. That's Moron Entertainment.